Hey there.
You do sound like a munchkin.
I don't know why.
I know. All right. So that is
Sarah D'Elia.
And I'm Tom Bullock. And we're back with our finalist round of the 15th Floor podcast. Sarah, what's the mission?
The mission is to get to know the candidates a little bit better. We had 10 questions where we are going to ask the final two that we have it down to, Edwin Peacock, the Republican candidate, and the Democratic candidate, Jennifer Roberts. 10 questions, same questions, interviewing them at different times just to get to know them better.
And the format's really the same we did last time, which is one-on-one interviews, unedited, so that way you can listen to the answers and not get little, you know, let's go with lightning round questions. You can actually hear more about what the candidates think. And you can't see this, but Sarah just did the pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Exactly. So we drew straws, and who did you get?
Edwin Peacock.
Which means I got Jennifer Roberts. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about some of the questions that we asked.
Right. So we had 10 questions. One of the questions, a good general first one, was, what do you promise to do in your first 100 days as mayor?
Which is the classic political benchmark. And we had lots of other questions there. Questions about crime. Mm-hmm. You know, Charlotte has seen an increase in the amount of violent crime, specifically murder. So we wanted to ask exactly how they would, as mayor, fix that problem or at least address that problem. We talked about development. You know, it's good for the economy, but how much development is too much? And we had a little fun with a couple of other questions.
We did.
So we have two kickers, actually, this time. If you listen to the first one, we asked them to give us their 30-second elevator speech as to why people should vote for them. Well, chances are by now, a lot of people have made up their minds, but there is a large block of voters in Charlotte, unaffiliated voters and undecided voters, who may still literally be on the fence. So we asked them to specifically pitch themselves to those undecided voters or unaffiliated voters. That's something I love because I'm a policy wonk. But Sarah, as the arts reporter, you came up with a fun question too.
Yes. So as the arts reporter, I had to throw some arts and culture in here. And we asked, what song best sums up your campaign? They've been both campaigning for quite some time right now. If they could pick any song in the world, what would it be to describe their experience, how they're feeling? And when they listen to it, they'll be thinking back to their time campaigning as mayor.
And to be clear, this is not their actual theme song.
No.
It's just what, it's their biographical song.
Right.
It's like their soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly.
A one-song soundtrack.
Lovely.
Well, speaking of one, if you're listening to this now, you will notice that there is only one candidate that's listed below. That's Edwin Peacock. No, we're not doing this differently. We are doing this Netflix style. We did want to allow you to binge on this and put everybody out at the same time. However, citing scheduling difficulties, Jennifer Roberts' campaign has yet to agree to do this. They say it would be very difficult. We offered to go to them to do it any way that we could, anytime, any place, gave them total control, but they have yet to respond. If they do, we'll pop that up there and you'll be able to see it. But right now, you can enjoy Edwin Peacock.
Right.
You have a quizzical look on your face.
Oh, no, I was just waiting to see if you were done. But now that you are done, I'm going to ask you, we are not the only institution, news organization that Jennifer Roberts has declined to do an interview with or debate with. And these are interviews, not debates, that we're doing here. Why do you think that is, Tom?
Yeah, it's a really tough question to answer. The official line is, again, scheduling. And you can see articles from Eric Spanberg in the Charlotte, the Business Journal. There was an interesting opinion piece in the Charlotte Observer recently that both cited the fact that she seems to not be getting out there, or in at least one case has actually pulled out of a debate. And that was with Time Warner Cable News. So I actually called Tim Boyum, who is was going to moderate, and asked him what the story was. And the way that it laid out was his news director had contacted all of the candidates and said, when it gets to the general, we're going to want to do a debate. Will you do it if you are the one who wins the nominee? And they believe that Jennifer Roberts said yes at that point. And then they were told no, in fact, due to scheduling constraints, that she wouldn't be doing it. So I know they're very disappointed in that. You know, she said no to us here so far. Again, Jennifer Roberts, if you're listening, or anyone else from your campaign, if you do call us, we will, you've got my number. You know, we're happy to do something. But they have yet to, even though we've made it as easy as possible, they have yet to say yes. And they've also done that with apparently there's a number of other organizations that feel the same way, that Jennifer Roberts is just not doing debates or interviews right now.
Including WFAE Charlotte Talks.
That's correct, yeah.
Right, right. Okay. So do you think that there's any benefit that Edwin is going to gain by doing more interviews, if he is in fact doing more interviews, or making himself more available to news organizations?
I think it's good as the underdog to be out there. I think, you know, you want to take advantage of every chance that you can to change people's minds or to get them to vote for you, or even if they believe that you'd be the best candidate for mayor, to make sure that they get to the polls, because let's not forget that turnout can be very low in these municipal elections. So I think there's no downside. The question is whether or not he can convince enough people by getting out there that he can definitely push himself over the top. And that, too, is possible. So we'll have to wait and see until Election Day.
Have we heard from Claude Felter's people if he's endorsing Jennifer Roberts?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
We'll stay tuned.
Interesting.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Do you have anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Enjoy listening to Edwin Peacock. And again, Jennifer, if you want to join us, we've got a lovely little spot down there that already has your picture. We're happy to put it up. Just give us a call. I'm Tom Bullock.
I'm Sarah D'Elia.
Thank you.
Thanks.